Okay, lesson four. I think last time on page 57, we were in section two. These are the verses from Dhammapada. The third verse from section two. Yatapi rahado gambiro. Yeah, I did the first two. Etang visesato nyatva. Page 57. Etang visesato. We did that one. So the one where we have to start with Yatapi rahado gambiro. Vipassano anavilo. Evang dhammani sutvana. Vipassi ganti pandita. You have that? Okay. Anybody like to try translating it and explain? Yeah, it was your turn. You try. Yeah. Or thus having heard the teachings. The wise what? Not see clearly. This isn't vipassana. Yeah, this is vipassidanti. It means settle down, become tranquil, become peaceful. But to put in the better word order, to bring out the simile better, I would say, having heard the teaching, the wise become tranquil, like a deep lake, which is vipassano, calm and anavilo, unagitated, unstirred. And here you should note, I'm not sure if they point this out. Yeah, the word dhamma, meaning teachings, usually the accusative plural would be dhamme, dhamme. That's because it's dhamma is a noun which normally belongs to this class of which has the normally it's a masculine noun ending in the short a. Dhammo, dhammang, dhammena, dhammasa, and so on. And so normally the plural would be nominative, dhamma, and accusative, dhamme. But sometimes when it comes in verse, in order to fit the meter properly, the neuter form is used. So it becomes dhammani, similar to kamma, kammani, kammam. Okay, you wrong? Maybe you do the next one also. Yeah. Okay. And here this word, ekagano, gana. Gana means a mass. Mass, not a mess, mass. M-A-S-S. Mass. Thicket. Something that's thick and dense. And eka means one. So it's one mass, a solid rock or a mountain, which is one solid mass. Ninda pasang sasu. Okay, you rung. How do you explain that? It's a locative. So that sounds strange in English. So in normal English, we would say in blame and praise. But in Pali, here it comes as plural. And Ninda. But sangsa is feminine. It's a feminine noun. So that's why it's pasangsa. In fact, both ninda and pasangsa are both feminine. So it's a feminine plural locative ending. In blame and praise. Okay, why don't you do the next one also? You run.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Few go to heaven. Yeah.
I have a question for
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Tanuka, yeah. Yeah. Tanuka. It seems it has to be a singular because the verb is singular, vipassati.
Right.
Tanuko. In English, of course, a few is plural.
Right.
But maybe not how we say a few. A few. Oh, normally we would say like a few people see. And it's treated as plural. Yeah, yeah. A few see. No, we don't say that. I guess it's treated as a singular, even though it means a few, but it's a few taken collectively as one. Yeah, yeah. And andabhuto means blind. Blind in the sense of being blind to the truth, blind to reality. So few, this world is blind. Few hear vipassati, see clearly. Sakantu is a bird. Jala mutto, freed from a net. Va means like. And uppo also means few, and it's singular. Few, sagaya, go to heaven. And what case is that? Yeah. Gacchati. Go. You go to heaven. Normally, gacchati takes accusative. Ahang buddhang saranang gacchami. But in verse, sometimes one has different forms because it has to fit the meter. So this is unusual to have the object of going as a dative. But occasionally one will find that in order to, for metrical purposes. Okay, try the next, the last one also. Maybe it could if you, maybe I recite the Pali. Or you recite it, then I can correct the pronunciation. Netika. Yeah. Because there are two T's, so the E, instead of being pronounced neti, it's netika. It's not so sharp, not neti, but netika. Yeah. If you have the E, with just one consonant after it, like avang, then it's the A. But with two, it gets softened a little bit to a, net, or e, to e, netika.
Is it the same with the
DH, TH is one consonant, not two. Yeah. Tachaka. Yeah. Right. Oh, good to explain word by word. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Good, yeah. 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 Yeah.
Into arrow.
Yeah.
Singular.
Yeah.
Into wood.
Yeah. 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 Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. The irrigator surely leads the water.
Lead the water. Conduct the water. They don't, not that they lead the water, but their job is to conduct the water.
I thought it was an irrigator.
No.
So, irrigator must be
water. Yeah.
Arrow.
Yeah. The arrow.
The arrow.
Yeah.
Carpenter is bend the wood.
Yeah.
The wise one is to restrain himself.
Yeah. Or restrain themselves, they would say. Okay, next, Sharon, number three, start with them. Yeah. Maybe read in Pali first. Say again. Dvay. Yeah. Yeah. Sukhani. KH is one. Suk is one letter, actually. Sukhani. Or there's no here. There are these two happinesses. Yeah. There's no word for there are either, but we have to add it in English. Yeah. 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 Gihi. Yeah. A G is always G. Pabajita. Right. Meaning? Gihi. Gihi. Yeah. 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 Yeah, but here it's nominative. It's also neuter. It's also accusative. But here it has a nominative function. Yeah. Or I would put it. Wait. Yeah. These, O monks, are the two kinds of happiness. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sukhanan. Yeah. Pabajita Sukhan. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Give the meaning of etaragan. Did you do that? I see, right. Yeah. Yeah. Yadidang means that is to say, or that is. Right. Okay, let me just go through this. Etaragan. This is best. O monks, imesang dvinang sukhanang, of these two kinds of happiness, yaridang is like, that is to say, or namely, even we don't have to translate it, we would say, of these two types of happiness, O monks, this is the best, namely, the happiness of the recluse's happiness. Yeah. It's genitive, of two, of these, They're more like we call almost adverbial. It's an accusative case, but it's not that this particular word has an accusative function. It's just that they have different functions in the sentence. Eitaragen will always be that, even when it's referring to, even if there's a masculine subject. Eitaragen. Yeah, I think when the Buddha refers to different groups of disciples, I think it says Etad Agan. He says, for example, Maihang Bhikkhu Savakanam Bhikkhunam Etad Agan Yadidang Sariputto. So of my monk disciples, this one is best, namely Venerable Sariputta. But Etaragang still comes as neuter, though it's referring to Sariputta. Okay, take the next one, Sharon. Yeah. Karma. Well, you say karma is like sensual pleasure, so sensual happiness. And wait, nekama sukha, we didn't get. Kama sukham cha, nekama sukham cha. Yeah. Well, Nekama maybe best is renunciation. Imani. The two kinds of happiness. Etadagan. Sukhanam. Upadhi sukham. Nirupadhi sukham. Nirupadhi. Do they give renunciation? Unattached, non-attachment, you could say. Okay, the next one, the structure of the sentences or the paragraphs are the same. The only thing is, in next one you have sa-mi-sang. Here the word is amisa, with a long A. The original sense is something like food, amisa. But then it comes to take on an extended meaning of anything pertaining to worldly enjoyment. That was the original sense, food. Then it takes on the broader meaning of anything relating to sensual enjoyment, worldly enjoyment. And then we have prefixes. Sa
means with. Ner means without.
So with worldly enjoyment, or we can say worldly happiness, and niramisa sukha, this is the happiness apart from worldly enjoyment. We might render it even spiritual happiness. Kama, samisa, almost the same. I mean, kama has, effectively they're the same. It's just that the words are different. Maybe kama has a narrower meaning related just to the senses. Amisa can mean any kind of worldly enjoyment, perhaps any kind of worldly enjoyment. Okay, the next one, arya and unarya. Arya is noble, unarya, ignoble. And the last one, kayika, means bodily. It's based on kaya, body.
And that gives the adjective kayika. Then there's the word cheta, which means mind. And that gives an adjective chetasika.
Chetasa, that's actually the Sanskrit form. There was the abstract form also, I think the stem form for the Pali. One almost never gets it. Yeah, one never gets it in the nominative case or even the accusative case in Pali. We get, either it occurs in compounds as cheto, and becomes like cheto vimuti, liberation of mind. Or else we have instrumental forms, chetasa, with the mind, and genitive forms, chetaso. It comes from the same root, chit, but, almost it's the same thing, but it's used in a somewhat different context. We don't have chitta vimuti, I don't think so, but we have cheto vimuti. Chitta is mind, yeah. It's an adjective. Okay, any questions about this? Yeah. Tanuketa vipassati. Eta means here. Here?
Is that an adverb? Meaning, we have so many here. Each guy is here.
So what is, there are many words, or several words, but here.
I don't know if eta is an adverb.
It's not an adverb.
It's not an adverb.
I don't, what part of speech is here? I don't know what it is, actually. It means few in this world, few here in this world, see clearly.
That was my question. I'm not sure if it means the vocation.
No, it means few here in this world, see clearly. Okay, next passage. It's number four. Maybe Vern Jane? Samanagato. Yeah. Hoti. Yeah. Kainachi. Yeah. Here, Dhamma has the sense of righteousness. In that, Yeah, and then that eva, domain eva, that gives special emphasis to it. Only by righteousness. That, okay, yeah, that will, yeah. Tung chakang. Tung hoti chakang. That, you join tung chakang. That will, hoti, is, okay, continue. Okay. Apatti vatayang means not only that it's not turned back, but it means that it cannot be turned back. It cannot be stopped from turning, or cannot be reversed. So that wheel cannot be turned back by any... Here, I think we have to join them all together. It's just one noun. By any, but it's a strange way of phrasing this, by any pani, pani is a living being, manusa bhutena. Here, manusa means a human, and bhuta means a being. So just as in English we say, a human being. So here, manusa bhutena, a being that is human, or in other words, a human being. And then pachatikena, or pachatika, pachatika means an enemy. What we could say here, as an adjective, it means, is an adjective, so it means hostile. So that will cannot be turned back by any creature, by any hostile creature that is a human being. It's a rather strange way of saying, why, I don't know why he just doesn't say that kena chi pachati kena manusa bhutena and just drop panina. Yeah. Yeah. Pachatika, yeah. The na, at the end. Why is that na there? You should know. Yeah, but why is that na at the end? What is the reason? Now I'm asking a question. Calm, calm, you should know it. Vern Jane, why is the... instrumental. It's actually ana is at the end. Pachatika is the stem form. Pachatiko, pachatik, pachatikang, pachatikena. And here I should explain just a little bit. In ancient India, there was a concept of the king who was going to rule over the whole world. We call it universe, we might call it universal world monarch. The term for that is Raja Chakravarti. Chakra means wheel. Vati, Vatata, Vatati means to turn. And Vati is one who turns. So literally, this is a wheel turning king. You know the story when the Buddha was born? The Brahmins in the court told his father, after looking at the baby, they said, again? Yeah, yeah. So it's translated literally into Chinese as a wheel-turning king. Yeah, so... the what? Turning wheel, yeah, yeah. So in India, when a king exercises control over a country, it's depicted as turning the wheel in that country. That's why kings are often represented on their throne by this image of a wheel. I don't know how this came about. Yeah. Yeah. Manusa bhutena, yeah. 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 If Kena joins with Panina, Kenachi joins with Panina, then Manusa Bhutena and Pachati Kena are adjectives.
Yeah.
But in Pali, sometimes the dividing line between adjectives and nouns is rather thin. So you could even take it as four independent nouns, but they're all meaning the same thing. By any, Kena has to go with one of them. I would say Kena with Panina. By any human enemy or hostile creature. So I would say Kena Chi, well actually it goes with all of them, but I think the final one, it really belongs most with the final one, Panina. Yeah, any creature that is human and hostile. Excuse me? It's not or hostile. It's a hostile creature that is a human being. Okay, please go on, Bernstein. Yeah. 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 Hoti. Universal monarch, we could say. The king that is a universal monarch. Yeah. 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 Right. 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 It means he knows how... No, that in the case of a king, it doesn't mean the Buddha Sangha. When the king is speaking to assemblies, he knows how to address them, each assembly in the proper way. When he's speaking to warriors, he knows how to speak to them. When speaking to Brahmins, he knows how to speak to them. When he's speaking to the common people, he'll know how to speak to them. He understands the people in the assembly, and he can address them in the appropriate way. Yeah. 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 No, no, they're not plural. Didn't it discuss this one? No, this is a... This isn't the usual noun, masculine noun, ending with the U, like bhikkhu. The short U is singular, the long U, bhikkhu, is plural. But this is the special class, a very small class of nouns that end with a long U. I don't know if there's explanation. For now, just let's accept that. Yeah, just take them the way they are. Then I have to look through every lesson to see where the explanation is. Okay, here, O monks, the universal the king who is a universal monarch, the wheel-turning king, knows. Atta is what is beneficial, let's say. He knows the good. Here, Dhamma maybe has a sense of law or right, let's say what is righteous. And he knows the measure, that is, he knows moderation. He doesn't go to any excess, any extreme. Call on you. He knows the right time. That means he knows what is the right time for conducting the affairs of state, what is the right time for addressing the Brahmins, what is the right time for meeting visitors, and so on. And then I already explained the right knowing the assembly. Okay, next paragraph. Varanjan. Oh, you read that already. Imehiko. Did you do this one? Imehiko. Oh, yeah, continue. Yeah. Dhammain eva. Yeah. Kainachi, Okay, now continuing, Eva Meva Kolbi Kave, let's see, Reverend John, you want to try? Dalman? Left? No. Aren't you doing the work? You're not doing the work? You're not up to it. Then we go back to you, Ron. Anuttaram. Apati Vaktiyam. Samanena. Brahmanena. Tathagata. Dhammachakram. Adjective. Irreversible, we can say.
Irreversible.
Yeah.
Samaneva.
Samanena.
Yeah. Yeah, by anyone in the world. Maybe good to do it so we can get the full picture. Okay, yeah, do it together. In the same way, O monks, by five
followers,
the dust on water in the lungs, set in motion the echoes only by righteousness.
Yeah.
This is the wheel not to be turned back. Or this is a wheel that is irreversible.
Might as well go on and finish this.
May I ask a question?
Yeah, of course.
The word Samina.
Yeah.
Is that an irregular word?
It's a very, I think there are a very small number of nouns that follow that declension. But we'll, let's not get sidetracked onto that now.
Chapter 5, less than 5, Toshi plus a vocative.
Oh, Yohi Kochi.
I don't have a Yohi here.
No, let me see. No, there's no locative in the, except in the world, but it's not that. No. Yeah. No. Tathagata. Yeah, atta has many meanings. You say what is the goal or what is beneficial.
What is beneficial?
Yeah.
Beneficial.
Mm.
No righteousness. What is righteousness?
Or the Dhamma here, more, here it's like the doctrine. Yeah.
Who knows the doctrine? Who knows
Go on. Yeah.
Tathagato.
Anuttaram. Okay, good. Okay, then we'll stop here, and next time I'll give the explanations, grammatical explanation for lesson 5. Oh, I didn't go through vocabulary for lesson 5. Let's see if there's anything to change. I think I did, but there was nothing to change in the first list. I went also over the second list, the list of further readings, page 75. Did I? The what?
6.
Okay, let us go through this. But since so few people are here, next time I have to do it again. But I want to mention just that I won't be here next Saturday. I have to go to Massachusetts for some function. Tuesday I'll be here. This Thursday I'll be here. Thursday I should be here. So anyway, let us see. Ahuneya. I would cut out venerable. Venerable is used for a person. And I would say just worthy of offerings or worthy of gifts. And the word ahuneya,
yes.
you see it?
Yes.
Long A, ahuneya.
Yes.
Cut out venerable.
Okay.
That means we use venerable for a monk.
Okay.
Yeah. Then upasako is lay devotee or lay follower. That's the masculine form. The feminine form is upasika. And ika, A changes to an I, and it ends with the long A. Then right beneath that, upekaka. I would say equanimous. Equanimous. I write it. Having equanimity. Then down below you have X Dhamma, of the nature of X, in some places subject to X works better. like we have the expression, say, sabbe satta jati dhamma jara dhamma marana dhamma. It means all living beings are subject to birth, subject to aging, subject to death. Okay, then on the next page, 76, go down to dharati. Dharati. Literally, it means to bear, to support. But it also has an extended meaning to remember, to consider, or to retain in mind. Then under Nietzsche, simply permanent is enough. No need to add non-transitory. That just confuses things. Then for Pajanati, simply understand. Then Papa Kamang, I don't like sinful, because that has such a strong Christian flavor to it. Just evil or bad acts is enough. Then punya, I cross out righteousness, merit is good. Then vinyaya, just having known, in other words, cross out perceived, that gets confusing if you mix it with sanya, which means perception.
Yeah.
Perception is better, but it's sanya, which is also the most important thing for recognition. And then sumano could be translated quite simply as joyful. Sumana. It means literally it's su, which means good, plus mana, which means mind. So having a happy mind or pleased mind, you say the person is joyful. Any questions? Okay, so don't, even though we don't have a class next week, just don't put the book, think, I can put the book down, vacation. But use this opportunity to review the earlier lessons. So that yeah. Yeah. Pavateti. What page are you on? Pavateti is to set moving. Yeah. Where do you see it? The page? I just closed my book, so I lost the page. Yeah, to set the wheel, it means to move the, to turn the wheel. Pavateti. It means to set moving, to turn. Yeah. Okay. Could somebody, do you know, what's her name? Bowie. To call her, to tell her that we won't have a class. Yeah. Matanya? Yeah. No, literally, it's knowing moderation. Here, this ending, anyu means one who knows. Yeah.
It's actually the ending is new. I think it's new. It comes from the verb root nya, which means to know. Nya gives us jhanati. He knows. Jnana, knowledge. And you is, it's just like a suffix added to another noun to mean one who knows that subject. So dhammanyu means a knower of the dhamma. Yeah, or the right measure, the right amount. The right amount. What is the right amount? Yeah, when ruling,
I don't know how it applies to rulership. We say, with regard to food, when eating food, bhojane matanyu, everyone should know moderation, know the right amount, not eat too much so that you get full bowel, chill bowel, but don't eat too little so that you become weak and thin. Yeah. Here? Stuff yourself. Maybe you'll gain a pound. Okay, so we close.